Good morning. Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. I am calling this meeting of the State and Local Government and Elections Conference Committee to order. We do not currently have a quorum on both sides. I understand that folks are en route or in traffic, but hopefully they will be here by the time we get to voting on things. Today, we're going to be adopting agreed-upon provisions from the elections article. I do want to say it has been a great pleasure to work with both Chair Freiberg and Vice Chair Altendorf, and we have had some very, very productive conversations, I think, that are reflected in the agreement sheet that hopefully everyone has at this point. I do appreciate the fact that we have been able to work very collaboratively and find some common ground to move the elections bill forward. I do look forward to continuing those conversations with Chair Freiberg and Vice Chair Altendorf and Chair Carlson, and we hope to be moving on perhaps to the campaign finance part of the elections bill shortly, so we will be taking up that work most likely after this committee adjourns today, or recesses, as the case may be. And Chair Freiberg, do you have any remarks you'd like to make?
No, thank you. It's been as you said, it's been enjoyable working with you, and I think we made good progress yesterday, and I look forward to continuing to make progress as the week goes along. I'm confident we'll end up with a pretty good product, so thank you.
Thank you. Vice Chair Altendorf, do you have a few remarks?
Thank you, Madam Chair. No, I appreciate working together on the committee. We've gotten through a big portion of the non-controversial items, which would be more of just technical in nature. So got a lot of work done yesterday, and we'll be moving on. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And so at this point, we'll have nonpartisan staff to do a walkthrough. And just to highlight for everyone, line 15, we are going to set that aside just for today because there is an amendment related to that that did not get posted in time, but we will take that up the next time we are adopting provisions. So with that in mind, Mr. Gehring and Ms. Stengel, would you please walk us through this document that we are proposing to adopt today?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The document that we'll be going through is one of the grid documents that was passed out this morning, and there's two of them. So make sure that, I think maybe there were two different versions passed out, but maybe not. So look at the one that has on the top that says proposed sections for adoption 5/13/2025. There's a column on the right-hand side that will talk about the sections that the committee is looking to adopt today. And Mr. Gehring and I will go through these briefly. On line one, there are provisions.
Excuse me, please. I just want to make sure we have the right timestamp.
Representative Cleavorn.
Thank you, Chair. Is it timestamp 821?
That is correct.
Thank you.
So on line one, there the proposal is to adopt Senate Section 6, and this has to do with voter registration and additional proofs of residence for students. On line two, there are several Senate-only provisions, and I'll note that several of these sections, Senate Sections 13, 17, 21, 72, and 96, include amendments or provisions that relate to different topics. And on this line, there are descriptions in the summary that describe the changes that are being adopted on this line. Several of these changes, sections also amend things related to different topics. Those changes are not being adopted in this provision. These are changes related to technical changes, rewriting for clarity, consistency, and getting rid of dates that have passed. On line three, there is a Senate-only section, Senate Section 12, that requires the Secretary of State to provide copies of the public voter information list within 5 business days. There's a change here that will add a January 1st, 2026 effective date. On line four, the proposal is to adopt Senate Section 22, which allows electronic rosters to contain voters for multiple precincts in the case of a combined polling place. On this line also, it proposes adopting Senate Section 50 and House Section 22 and adding a January 1st effective date. The Senate section here allows election officials responsible for electronic rosters to combine precinct data files on electronic rosters. Mr. Garing can explain the House provision.
And Madam Chair, the House section 22 in this line provides that the Secretary of State and County Auditor should provide guidance to election judges on procedures to ensure that voters are provided the correct ballot in a combined polling place, and also that a map be posted in each polling place near the entrance that shows the precincts that are located in that polling place. So that is House section 22.
Thank you. Ms. Stengel, are you continuing at this point?
And then, Madam Chair, the next line, line five, is identical sections between both the House and the Senate. There are a number of miscellaneous election administration provisions here that are described in the summary. The proposal is to accept Senate sections 32, 37, 40, 41, 43, 79, and 91. And again, each of those sections is described in detail in this section of the chart. And moving ahead to line six, this is similar language between the House and the Senate related to the temporary polling places and the authority for federally recognized Indian tribes with off-reservation tribal land to request an additional polling place on that land. The proposal here is to accept Senate section 33. On line seven of the chart, this relates to the opening of absentee ballot envelopes. The similar language between the House and the Senate, and the proposal is to accept House section 14. With a couple of corrections. One is to change, to correct a typo, to use the word combined polling place rather than combination on line 64.3. And then in a reference to how long ballot board must maintain ballot envelopes after the election contest deadline, to change the House's proposal, which had been that materials would be retained for 30 days after the deadline for bringing a contest expires, to 48 hours after that deadline. Then on line eight is a Senate-only section, and the proposal here is to accept Senate section 39. This relates to the retention of uniform and overseas absentee voting ballots. And then on line nine, again, this is a Senate-only section, relates to affidavits of a candidacy and the inclusion of a phonetic spelling of a candidate's name. The proposal here is to accept Senate section 44. And then line 10, there's a number of similar sections between the House and the Senate. There's similar to the line that appeared a couple pages back, there's a number of miscellaneous election administration changes here with minor differences between the House and the Senate. And the proposal here is to accept Senate sections 45, 47, 48, lines 180.12 to 180.24 only of section 48, Senate section 52, Senate section 54, 63, with the exception of lines 194.10 to 194.11, section 68 of the Senate, except for line 196.30, and then Senate section 69 and 92, and the exclusion of those lines that are indicated there are relate to language that appears in a different line of this chart. And then Ms. Stengel can maybe describe row 11.
Go ahead, Ms. Tingle.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On line 11, there's a Senate-only provision that's being proposed to be adopted, and this has to do with third-party presidential electors having to submit a petition when they file for office. On line 12, there's a few Senate-only provisions. It's Senate section 48, lines, only certain lines of that section, Senate section 78 and 81. And this requires officials that receive candidate filings to notify the officials that prepare the ballots if there's changes to those names. On line 13, the proposal is to accept Senate section 49, and this changes the timelines for requesting the counting of write-in candidates. On line 14, the proposal is to accept Senate section 51. This has to do with when municipal boundary adjustments will take place to prevent it from taking place in the middle of an absentee voting period. And we'll skip line 15, as Chair Westland described at the beginning, so that will not be included. Line 16 proposes to accept Senate section 53, which requires signs to be placed if a polling place is closed during an emergency about where you can vote. On line 17, the proposal is to accept the Senate section 58 with some changes, and the changes are to delete a phrase, and the phrase is to say, the phrase that will be deleted is in accordance with Minnesota statute section 211B.075, and that's on line 189.23, and then adding a January 1st, 2026 effective date to that section. On line 18, the proposal is to accept a House-only section, section 29, and that requires the county-administered training programs to be consistent with the training required, the training established by the Secretary of State. On line 19, the proposal is to accept the House language and Senate and House section 49. This repeals the subdivision related to election judges training in precincts. So that section has to do, sorry, I'm really bungling this. It is about excusing training for election judges in very small precincts. So it's repealing that subdivision. On line 20, the proposal is to accept Senate section 61, which allows municipal clerks additional time to receive and secure supplies from the county auditor. On line 21, the proposal is to accept the Senate section 62 related to errors and omissions with the addition of the House language on line 76.16, which is a technical change that the House picked up. On line 22, the proposal is to take Senate section 70, which adds a reference to the location of residence on the polling place roster. On lines 23 are some House provisions that Mr. Gehring can talk about.
Madam Chair, line 23 is a set of House-only sections that relate to legislative vacancies and the special elections called to fill them. There are three House sections here, and the proposal for the moment is to accept two of those sections, House sections 37 and 39. And these sections set, among other changes, the minimum and maximum number of days for a filing period for a special election to fill a legislative vacancy. Line 24 is a Senate-only provision that relates to school district elections and the timing of those elections. The proposal is to accept both Senate sections 82 and 85. And line 25, again, is a Senate-only section related to voting system testing, and the proposal is to accept that section, Senate section 86. Then on the last page of this chart, line 26 is a House-only section that prohibits passwords that are used by election judges to be visible to the public in a polling place. This requires them to be kept in a safe and secure place instead. This is House-only section 41. The proposal is to accept that section. Then line 27 relates to elections held in towns as a Senate-only section 90, and the proposal is to accept Senate section 90. And line 28, again, a Senate-only section related to hospital board elections, and the proposal is to accept that section, Senate section 93. And then lastly, item 29 on this chart is a Senate-only repealer of the voting equipment grant account. This is a repeal of section 206.95, and the proposal is to accept that repealer. And Madam Chair, that's the end of the chart.
Thank you so much, and I will note now that we do have a quorum. All right. So at this point, I'd open this up for questions, comments, or discussion. Vice Chair Altendorf.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just regarding line item 15, then, with the cannabis provision, it's my understanding that we're not adopting that today just because the amendment was not posted online. And so just if we could just get a verbal commitment that there was no other problem just not being posted, and that we'll adopt it next time.
That is correct. Thank you so much for clarifying that. This is agreed upon language. It's just in the notes we missed that there was an amendment that needed to be both posted and printed, and we just want to make sure we provide adequate notice for the public. So we will be taking that up the next time we take provisions that are being adopted. Any other questions or comments from members? Okay, well, at this point then, Vice Chair Altendorf, would you like to make a motion?
Yeah, Madam Chair and members, I'd move to adopt the provisions in the document titled Elections Provisions.
Chair Freiberg.
Just might want to clarify that that excludes line 15, I guess, because...
Reading glasses on. Thank you, Chair Freiberg. Excluding excluding the line 15 at this time. That's my
Thank
motion.
You so much. Vice Chair Altendorf moves to adopt the provisions in the document titled Elections Provisions, Proposed Sections for Adoptions, May 13th, 2025, excluding line 15, and include them in the conference committee report. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion prevails. I think at this, we were contemplating whether or not we should recess in case we had anything else to put on the record, but I think at this point we'll just go ahead and adjourn. We have completed our business today, and all of the folks who are working in pre-conference on elections stuff can stick around in this room. Thank you very much. We are adjourned.